Will you listen to verse 5? He says, "Behold among the nations, and regard and wonder marvelously, for I will work a work in your days which ye will not believe, though it be told you." In other words, God is saying to him here, open your eyes and look about you. I'm doing something about it. In fact, get a world view, get a perspective of what I'm doing. And if you look about you, you'll see that things are happening. One great crisis after another has taken place. The great Assyrian Empire in the north has been overcome, has been conquered, and Nineveh, the capital, has been destroyed. And now there is rising there on the banks of the Euphrates River a kingdom that will be known as the Great Babylonian Kingdom. And they have already marched into Egypt. And the Battle of Carchemish has taken place, and Nebuchadnezzar is victorious. And he's becoming now a great world power. Now, you think I'm not doing anything? God says I'm busy. I'm very much involved in all of this. I'm not sitting on the 50-yard line watching this little world. I happen to be involved in it. There's one viewpoint, you know, that is held even by those who believe in a God, that the creation of God is like a clock, that God created it and wound it up, and then he went off and left it. And then, of course, the other viewpoint, the opposite from that, is pantheism. God is just the sum total of everything. Well, neither view, of course, is a scriptural view. The fact of the matter is, creation is not a clock. God is not strapped down by Earth's red tape today. He's not a part of it by any means. He's able to move today. You probably remember the Greek mythology about when the Greeks were taking the city of Troy, and Laocoon was the priest. He made a false move, and he and his sons were attacked by serpents. And you remember that they just absolutely enmeshed these men. Actually, the serpents, as they twined around them, just choked them to death, just broke every bone in their body. Well, God is not involved in his creation to that extent, where he is subject to it, and that he has to make certain moves and certain plays because it's forced upon him. God is not involved like that. God is moving in a sovereign way in the universe, and he was doing something about it, by the way. And so he says here, behold among the nations and regard. He says, I'll work a work in your days which ye will not believe, though it be told you. And Paul, in the great sermon that he gave in Antioch of Pisidia, and I've always felt that that was one of the greatest sermons that Paul preached, and yet very little attention is paid to it today. I draw from it from time to time, and actually here in the 13th chapter of the book of Acts, at verse 41, and I'm going to move back and begin reading at verse 38. It says, be it known unto you therefore, men and brethren, that through this man, that is the Lord Jesus Christ, is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins, and by him all that believe are justified from all things from which ye could not be justified by the law of Moses. Beware therefore lest that come upon you which is spoken of in the prophets. Behold, ye despise us and wonder and perish. For I work a work in your days, a work which ye shall in no wise believe, though a man declare it unto you. And he's quoting there in that 41st verse. He's quoting from the 5th verse of the 1st chapter of Habakkuk. I never would have believed that it could be used quite like that, but Paul used it like that. In other words, he's saying, God has provided a salvation. And that took place, as he said on another occasion, this thing was not done in a corner. because Jews from all over the world were there, and they carried that word everywhere that Jesus of Nazareth died on a cross, and that the word was around that he was raised from the dead, and that on the day of Pentecost, and there they're back there again, and the Holy Spirit comes upon this little group, and multitudes are saved at that time and succeeding days. Now that word went out, and the world ignored it. The Roman world ignored it at first. And Paul is saying, God has worked a work. And today the world says, well, why doesn't God do something about it? My friend, God has done something about it. 1900 years ago, he gave his son to die. He intruded into the affairs of the world. And he says that he's going to intrude again in the affairs of the world. And today, the world just goes merrily along its ways, picking daisies and having a good time. It's eat, drink, and be merry. For tomorrow you may die. In fact, you will die. Well, friends, may I say to you, God is moving. And it's marvelous how Paul used that passage of Scripture.